but the Zone delegation has the floor. Thank you, Mr. President. Well, addressing first the very specific point, first on the Brazilian statement, I would simply like to respond by providing figures. Brazil now is the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic in South America. It ranks third worldwide in the number of cases and of deceased, whereas Venezuela, with its model for the protection of the life and health of Venezuelans, ranks 76th. Here in this chart, you can see it quite clearly. While Brazil has 634 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, Venezuela has 76. Now, here we see the differences in the models. And we also see what it means when a group of satellite countries from the hegemony, they coalesced and came together to peddle lies about Venezuela. And I can say this because I have seen this myself through many statements, some, not the majority, where they're simply reading a piece of paper and they do not even know what they're talking about because they are unfamiliar with the Venezuelan reality. Well, Mr. President, I wanted to give the floor to the Minister Felipe Plasencia, Executive Secretary of the National Human Rights Council, Dr. Laurie DeVoe, and to the Deputy of the National Assembly, Mr. Torrealba, to continue this interactive dialogue.